Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today from Madison, Wisconsin, Samantha Castro, the marketing manager for IDEA Ag Group. Welcome to the show, Samantha.
Hello, Jim and Marnie. Thank you for having me.
So you are the folks that put on Farm Fest, which is coming up fast.
Yes, it is. It starts next Tuesday. It's right around the corner.
Tell us about your involvement with Farm Fest, what it all entails, and what most excites you about Farm Fest 2014.
Sure. Well, where to begin? We have about 560 exhibitors this year, so it's quite a big show. It's definitely grown. In fact, last year, Expo Magazine did an audit of the show and recognized it as the fourth fastest growing trade show in the country. And that's of all trade shows, not just ag. So it's a pretty big deal.
Wow.
That's impressive. And that Gilfillan Estate is, it's expansive enough so you can, you know, do something like that.
It is. It's perfect. We have about 50 acres of space on just the show alone. That doesn't include parking in the Gilfillan and the surrounding areas. So it is a really great wide open area for us to put on display some of the best in agriculture. Not just the large equipment, but we have an entire row of seed plots that features a number of different varieties of corn and soybeans. So again, you can't really do that just anywhere.
That's true, and you get a chance to meet people who are involved in agriculture in one way, shape, or form. And not to mention, there are a lot of folks who are representatives in public office who are out there too.
Oh, yes, and especially this year, being that it's an election here, there's going to be a lot of politicians walking around on the grounds, and we have a number of different forums that are taking place in our WIC Buildings Farm Fest Center, giving the candidates an opportunity to talk, discuss some of the issues, answer questions, what have you.
So what is it about Farm Fest that makes it special, that makes it the fourth fastest growing trade show in the country?
You know, I think it's a couple things. I mean, obviously, besides the size and the fact that there's, you know, well over 500 exhibitors, I think the information that is presented at Farm Fest, not just in the WIC Buildings Farm Fest Center, but around the grounds, is very topical and important. I think the community of farmers in Minnesota and the surrounding areas get a lot of information that they need to help their production be successful in the next year. You know, historically, and especially the last couple of years, Farm Fest has always provided that. You know, this year we have not only the political forums, but we have information on the new farm bill. We're going to have some drone demos and sessions on drones, which is going to be, I'm sure, a very, very hot topic. Yeah, there's just a ton of stuff going on, and I think all the information is really important to these people.
All right. Well, Farm Fest 2014, it's next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, August 5th, 6th, and 7th. And it's at the Gilfillan Estate just south of Redwood Falls in that part of southwest Minnesota. Thank you so much for joining us today, Samantha.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Samantha Castro, marketing manager for IDEA Ag Group. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.